talk.
Fantastic. Okay. Pan, thank you so much for looking after her. And if you need a break,
excellent.
Yeah, cool. It's great farming my children out to other people. So everybody, I want to take a seat. Well done, that's brilliant. You guys are fantastic. I liked the duck. We need some of that kind of stuff. As you might have heard at the beginning, my son has decided that dinosaurs are part of the Christmas story. We haven't quite worked out how to include them yet, but they're becoming quite fundamental. So if anyone's read about dinosaurs in the Christmas story and they want to give me a heads up, I would really appreciate that right now. Brilliant. So, you're going to sit down. Everyone take a seat. A few weeks ago, Trisha, my friend Trisha, where is she? There, Trisha, came to church and she said to me, I have got the best chocolates. I haven't tried them before and I just found them the other week and they are so tasty. There's loads of different chocolates in the back and you can choose your favourite one. They're called Celebrations. And I haven't tried them before. I said, Celebrations, that sounds amazing. She goes, yeah, it was so good. I bought you some. And she brought out of her pocket a huge handful of chocolates just for me. She loved those Celebrations so much that she wanted me to try them. I got to try each and every one of them and by the end I was lying on the floor. I was going, oh, that is the business. I love those chocolates and I love the fact Trisha wanted to tell me so much that she bought in some. It's fantastic, isn't it, when we find something that we're so excited about that we want to tell somebody else. Paddy was talking yesterday about his little daughter Amelia, and when she finds something that's new, like flowers or the snow, when the snow came down, the first thing she said was, Daddy, look! Because when you haven't seen snow before, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? And you want to tell someone about it. Well, I'm going to tell you today about someone called Philip. And Philip found out something amazing that he wanted to share with his best friend Nathaniel. And do you know what it was? It wasn't just chocolates or it wasn't just snow. Do you know what happened to Philip? Philip met Jesus. Jesus was alive and Jesus was looking after people and showing people how much he loved them and he was healing people and he was caring for people. And Philip met him and Philip was like, wow, you're amazing. I've heard so much about you because there's been so much written in the Old Testament. It's called the Torah. It's the first bit of the Bible. There'd been so much written about Jesus. And Philip knew everything that had been written about him, but he'd never met him. And then he met him and he thought he was fantastic. And so he said, Jesus, I want to become your friend, but wait there. I want to go and tell my friends about you. So he runs off and he runs and finds Nathaniel. And he goes, Nathaniel, you won't believe what's happened. I have met the most fantastic man. And his name is Jesus of Nazareth. He comes from Nazareth and is the son of Joseph. Do you know what Nathaniel says? He goes, Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? I don't think they like people from Nazareth very much. And Philip goes, yes! His name is Jesus. Come and meet him. You've read all about him in here, but we haven't had a chance to meet him before. I want you to come and meet him. It's fantastic. And so I think Nathaniel wasn't very impressed. He'll drag him along. Come on. And he meets him. And he thinks, wow, it is true. Look, he's healing people. He's looking after people. He's showing how much he loves them. And do you know what happened to Nathaniel? He became a friend of Jesus too. And this theme this Christmas is just what Philip said to Nathaniel. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see baby Jesus, who was born in a stable on Christmas Day. Come and see the man Jesus who Philip and Nathaniel met. And come and see Jesus who meets us in our hearts when we pray and when we ask him and when we talk to him. So, we're going to show you all today about coming to see Jesus and to help you remember how much he loves to meet us. I've got some celebrations for everybody. Which is your favourite? Make sure the little ones get to choose first.
Somebody got choose.
1 second, let the little ones. There you go. Put your hand in. You want me to get one for you? There you go, sweetheart. Oh. There we are. I'll pass. If you're little, Amelia, you are done. There you go. There you are. Now, little ones, little one alerts. There you go. just one. Everyone take one. Just the one. Pop all the others back. Just the one. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done for waiting, Ash. That was really patient. Oh, sweetheart, you've already had one, love. They are well done for waiting. There you go, sweetheart.
Can I have one for
you? Oh, Ben, you've already had one, sweetheart. You're not getting another one. Oh, you... Just make sure everyone has one before you come back for another one. Yeah, well done. Oh, gosh, you've been so good. Well done. Now, is anyone... Okay, we'll have some more at the end. So, just like Trisha wanted me to come and see her celebrations, we are going to come and hear the story about Jesus. So we're going to get Precious now. It's going to start our Christmas story. Hattie, are you all right to do the mic?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Precious, brilliant. Have you got your reading? Well done, sweetheart. And during this reading, we're going to have Mary and Joseph. Well done. Do you want to walk up from the back? Brilliant.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Well done. Brilliant. Bethany.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Good girl.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which are just as they had been told.
Brilliant. So now our Blaze Band are going to come, and Bethany's going to do a dance, and the Blaze Band are going to play. And what we'd love you to do is just stay seated so you can see Bethany dancing and enjoy it. Do you want to move it back? Do you want to move it?
The candy cane.
Yeah, that's okay. Finish.
the business between there.
Beautiful. Now, we're very excited today because on a Thursday we do something called Mainly Music, which is a group for children who aren't yet at school, and we come and we meet here and we sing songs and we dance, and we've been practicing some songs. So all our sparklers who come on a Sunday and are aglow who come on a Sunday, so, and all our kids from Mainly Music, I'm going to invite you all up on the stage now, just like we were practicing. And if you're little, come with your mummies or your daddies and come and sit on their knees. And the first song we're going to sing is Five Little Sheep, and the second song is Twinkle Twinkle Christmas Star. So we need to make sure we've got our little stars, and Helen will give you any if you haven't got them. So if you're older, come and stand at the back, that's it. And if you're littler, mums, sit on the steps just like we were practicing. And we'll have a good opportunity for some photos as well at the end. So I hope you're all going to be able to see. Do stand up if you're at the back, but try and make sure everyone can see. If you want to come around the sides to see a little bit better, do, because they're ever so brilliant. And have we got the PowerPoint as well that will come up? So we can sing the songs together. Brilliant. Are we all right? So we'll get our hands ready. So we can do Five Little Sheep first. Let's go for it.
Momentarily sparklers.
Are we ready? Oh, go on, take an opportunity for a photo. Go on, everyone, big smiles, everybody. Big waves. Gosh, I can't believe it's freezing so quiet. This is amazing. This is slightly miraculous. Are we there? Okay, let's not worry about the words. Let's go for the songs. Okay? So, all right. Let's get our five hands. So if your mum isn't done, let's get the five hands going. And if you want to watch, you can join in. Christmas star. So has everyone got their stars nice and waving high in the air, everybody? That's it. You guys up here, Deborah, Debbie, and Rebecca, who are going to go and sit with Mary and Joseph in the stable, okay? So everybody else, calm down and get yourself settled. That's fantastic. And I'm going to have Mark and Dara and Liam now to come up. She looks very comfortable. It's great. Of course. Poem first. Mark. You're the next bit, so you just stay here. Bible reading. Oh, no, poem first. So it's the poem first. that high enough?
Come and see. What a breathtaking sight. Long-awaited day. A baby was born. He sleeps in the hay. That star high above, so lustrous and bright, tracing a path through blackest night, inviting us, calling, come and see. Come quickly and worship on reverent knee.
High on the hills, the message is spread. Shepherds to gaze at the infant were led. Simply and humbly, but surely they came, so each of us must let us do the same. Precious gifts to the stable they bring, only the finest for the newborn king.
Oil of sweet and fragrant scent, exotic and costly frankincense. Myrrh, that dark, sad prophecy to tell the world of what he is to be. The luster of gold speaks for itself, proclaims to man his glory and wealth. Made long ago, the promise came true, a gift from above for me and you. He is our friend, he is our Lord, and we will give because he gave more.
Okay, so Mark and Liam, if you stay there, and Dara. So that poem was written by Bethany, who's one of our Blaze group. And now we're going to hear the Christmas story.
The Magi visits the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, "For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route.
Join in, otherwise we'll just listen to it. We're having problems with our words. Yes. And while we listen to this, we're just going to take up our offering. Thank you.
thank you so much for this offering this morning, and we just thank you so much that we're able to worship you and praise you, and we're so grateful for your presence here this morning. So just bless this money and multiply it for your purposes in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're now going to have some prayers written by three guys here.
We thank you for a great church you have given us. We pray this Christmas that we can celebrate your holy birthday happily and joyfully. But we also pray for the people who will not be able to celebrate this Christmas as much as we do. We pray that you will comfort them and let them know that you are with them. Lord, we pray for the wonderful people who help out with the church too. Thank you, God, for them, because they do their jobs brilliantly. Thank you, God. We love you, God. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, at Christmas time, we think of the sick and the homeless in this city. We pray for leaders who have big decisions to make, that they will come and know you as Lord, and you will give them guidance. Lord, let this city have peace this Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, help us all to always remember those around the world who are struggling at this time from starvation, injustice, and dire poverty. May there be peace and joy throughout the world this Christmas as we remember how you came to live with us to show us what God is really like. We pray especially for Emma O'Hara, who is running a school for very needy children in Calcutta. Amen.
Am I on? Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. That was brilliant. So, to round off our Christmas service, we are going to sing Jingle Bells, and we wish you Merry Christmas. So I want everybody back on stage again, and all you guys who've been fantastic nativity to come up. That's it. And we're all going to sing these songs together. So if you're little, you need your little jingles. And we're going to get some clapping going. I think we can get some clapping going, can't we? So everybody stand up. So Asha and Jack and Catherine, and let's all stand at the back here, and we're going to do some singing. We're all here. That's brilliant. Where are Bethany and Mark and Dart? So, Michelle, can you get them all from the back and bring them through? Brilliant.
Is it just not going to happen?
It's just not going to happen.
Okay. Come on, guys, quickly. Go, go, go. Go, quickly. Go, quickly. Jingles. All right, let's go for it, Trace.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open
Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's all do a little clapping.
Let's all do a little clapping. Let's all do a little clapping and spread Christmas cheer.
Okay, Paddy has notices. So just take a seat where you are, and we're just going to do the notices. So, brilliant. So guys, I really want to invite you. We've got our Christmas carol service next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. We have a wonderful band, wonderful singing, mince pies, the whole lot. The church looks beautiful in the evening, and it's just a fantastic opportunity to come and celebrate together. So you're all very well warmly invited next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Next one. Next one. Okay, so all our Christmas services are here. There should be flyers at the back. Just so you know, the key ones for everybody is the 25th of December. We'd love you to join us for Christmas Day here. It's at 10 o'clock. We all find that because the kids get up about 3 o'clock in the morning. By the time it gets to 10 o'clock, it feels quite late. So it's at 10 o'clock. It's an hour. We'd love you to join us. 26th of December and 2nd of January is no service. And the final notice, we've got a fantastic opportunity to raise some funds on Monday the 20th through to Thursday the 24th. Of December. And so if you'd like any more information, talk to Paddy, who is over there. Brilliant. Guys, so that's the end of our service. You've been so welcome this morning. I hope you've had a fantastic time. Your kids have been absolutely brilliant. So should we give them all one big massive cheer and round of applause? Woo! Woo! You gonna everybody stand up? You wanna take a bow? Brilliant. They've put in so much hard work, especially the guys in Blaze. You've all done fantastically. So well done. That's brilliant. So we have some special cakes for everybody now. And there should be enough for everybody. So there's tea and coffee at the back. There's biscuits. There's cakes. Please relax and have a great rest of your morning. You've been so, it's been so wonderful having you here. So take care and have a wonderful Christmas with every blessing.